I'm just here to tell you. It's the news. According to me. Yeah, good morning. Good afternoon. What is it today? It's 2 o'clock in the afternoon Eastern Standard Time. I am in Atlanta, Georgia on this Monday morning at 2:11:43. 2:11. Almost 2:12 now. June 13th. And I'm listening to some hilarity on the television here as my schedule is changing drastically. I was supposed to be down here for a couple days, for a few days. I'm going to be down here for a couple days. I'm leaving it tomorrow instead of leaving Wednesday, which is a good thing. I'll be leaving tomorrow morning early, I think, if I can get out of here, which is good. I'll be back in this regular studio tomorrow evening. Wednesday morning, I'll have a regular show. In the meantime, I am I'm listening to some reports here between two individuals who are just they're both a little nuts, and it's Bernie Sanders and Lindsey Graham. Now, for those of you who are Bernie fans, if there's anybody who's a Bernie fan who listens to this show, Bernie is a very confused individual. I know some people who were big Bernie fans during the Clinton thing in 2016. And they became Trump fans by the time it was all over. Because basically what ended up happening there was Bernie caved, gave in to the whole Democrat process. And, of course, in the midst of that process, Bernie sold out, basically. Some of his biggest supporters realized what was going on. He gave in to the establishment because he is part of the establishment, folks. I don't know if you realize what's going on here, how you're being played. But the debate now between Bernie and I don't know what this is. It's like a panel discussion. It's like they're sitting at a table and they've got Brett Barr asking them questions. And so you've got a rhino and a left-wing, I don't know what to call him. I really don't. An establishment-tied left-wingist, I guess. I don't know what to call him. He's not a democratic socialist. Okay, he's just a socialist. And when you get down to it, he is a communist. He understands. He spent his honeymoon in Russia. Talk about ties to Russia. Oh, the Putin and all the evil Russian individuals. Who has ties? Who has more relationships with educational principals and politicians in Russia? Bernie Sanders or Donald Trump? Now, Bernie's going on and on about the elections and how they're, you know, it's like he's forcing people to say, "Do you agree that the elections?" You know, that the elections were legitimate. He's pushing Lindsey Graham on it. Well, yeah, I voted for him. You know, what does it certify him? Now, you can't unsee what you're going to see when you watch 2,000 Mules. There are still plenty of people in this country who totally understand and believe and have a half a brain. Realized this election was a fraud. And he's making it sound like anybody who believes that is off their rocker and they're an insurrectionist and they're opposed to democracy. They're a danger to the democracy, which we don't have, actually, but that's beside the point. This kind of thing infuriates me. For 4 years, we heard nothing but how illegitimate Trump was because Russians stole the election. People still believe that they still try to crop that whole issue up and throw it up as if it's a legitimate gripe against Trump, that he was Putin's puppet. They still bring it up and act like there were connections between him and Russia. Now, you've got Bill Barr involved in this as well. Well, I came out with this information. I told Trump it was bull, and I told him that, he lost the election. I didn't see anything. You know, you have to look for something in order, you have to actually conduct an investigation, sir. In order to see something, you have to actually look around for something. How much looking did you actually do? Who did you actually put on the case there, Bill? What kind of investigation did you have? Let's talk about what kind of investigation you went into. Or did you just look at the news reports? Who did you have on the case, Bill? I don't remember recalling any kind of budget for any kind of investigation or any kind of actual looking into anything. Well, there were no reports of any. Really? Is anybody going to ask this question? Look, we've had an over a year-long investigation into the January 6th thing. And now, I guess, apparently, there are individuals, Republicans, saying there's enough evidence to indict. Now, I know that Garland is definitely saying there's enough evidence to indict Donald Trump. Now, you have to realize what's going on here. Liz Cheney is making statements that Trump didn't do everything he should have done to stop the insurrection on January 6th. He didn't enact what he should have done that day to protect the Capitol building. You can't indict someone for something they didn't say or action they didn't take. His responsibility does not... He's not the king, all right? He can't just enact having people giving orders to stop something. The White House, the Capitol building, is Nancy Pelosi's responsibility, believe it or not. Why did she have the staff at half capacity? The security staff was at half capacity on January 6th. Why do we have video of police officers in a hallway, in a pinch point, where they could have easily held off the intruders, letting them in, backing away and letting them in, standing aside and letting everybody come in? We have video of security personnel taking selfies with the insurrectionists. There's so much video, so much more video of people just walking in the doors after they were opened from the inside, by the way, unlocked from the inside. Now, somebody made a really good point the other day. If our Capitol building can be overrun on a day when they know that there's hundreds of thousands of people showing up. There's you know, hundreds of thousands, if not millions, of people showing up outside to protest an event. And a few of them can get through. Then how badly staffed is it on a normal day? And how easy would it be for somebody to come in on a normal day if they was attacked for some reason? They knew that there were individuals. By the way, Ray Epps is definitely an insider with the FBI. When you track everything he was doing for the couple nights prior to January 6th, and everything he was doing, you want to talk about an insurrectionist? Why isn't this guy in jail? He was there, and he was promoting people go into the Capitol. Now, he never did. He got questioned by a few people and then dismissed. He didn't end up in jail. The young man who was running for governor in Michigan happened to be seen on Capitol grounds on January 6th, and he was arrested because of his affiliation with some kind of groups Now, I happen to know a little something about the Oath Keepers. I don't know much about the Proud Boys. I do know that the Proud Boys are not a racist organization. They're not a white supremacist organization. When you start looking at the people who founded the organization and who are in the organization, I guarantee you, they are not white supremacists. When you look at the Oath Keepers, my goodness, the Oath Keepers are standing up for the oath that they took to protect and defend the nation and the Constitution. That's the oath that they're talking about keeping. These people are not anti-American. They're not anti-process or anti-democratic process or anti-republic, anti-government. That's not who these people are. And they are being made out to be the scapegoats, the villains in this whole thing, that supposedly Trump was directing them under the, behind the scenes with encrypted, coded text messages. The lunacy that we're seeing here, folks, is scary because they're taking it seriously. It's laughable, or it would be laughable, if they were not taking this to such an extreme, to the point where they are going to throw a president in jail. They want to see him perp walked. Don't get me wrong. Now, if you think that Liz Cheney is unbiased and has an objective opinion about Donald Trump and everything he did on January 6th, you are out of your mind. She is incredibly biased in this situation and has no self-awareness whatsoever. She has no idea. She must actually believe the things that are coming out of her mouth. They have jilled this thing up into what they think in the fact in their head is that Donald Trump is this huge monster who must be stopped at all costs. Damn the torpedoes, full steam ahead kind of thing. Forget the truth. Who cares about the truth? We just need to stop Donald Trump, because he's going to come back and win in 2024. That wouldn't be democracy now, would it? If there was some kind of landslide victory the other direction that they can't stop. I don't know what's... I think things are going to temper out a little bit after 2022. However, we got a long way to go before 2022, folks. The 2022 election for November. We got several months here. And at the rate things are going, they may just be wanting to collapse the economy to use that as an excuse to not have elections. That's how nuts these people are. Well, the economy is so bad we can't have elections. The economy is so bad because you made it that way. So you destroy the economy and then say we can't have elections to get you knuckleheads out of here. Sorry, I'm a little... I hate calling people names. Even the name knucklehead is probably more than I should say, but I'm sorry if I'm being a little overboard. But I don't know a better... I know of some better terms that would be even worse to say, probably. But the ignorance and the downright delusional mentality of some of these people is psychotic. And I haven't even talked yet about what's in my cup. I'm so upset. All I have is water. So it's not really too big of a deal. That's all I have to say about that. There's water in my cup. That's all you need to know. I've caught myself in recent days, weeks, really, becoming more and more agitated and upset by the rhetoric I'm seeing and the fact that the people on the right, as I watch this little exchange between Bernie Sanders and... Lindsey Graham. Lindsey had a perfect opportunity to educate the entire world listening to this thing, anybody who's watching this thing or listening to this thing, on the fact that we don't have a democracy, we have a republic. We need to understand what that means to protect it. And to raise the point of our country was not almost taken over by a few marauders on January 6th. If our country is so weak that a few people who get into the Capitol building can destroy our democracy, then we're in big trouble here. But they've made this whole thing out to act like our government teetered on the brink. No, it did not. Now, what I'd like to know is, why doesn't the military step in and stop the things that are going on right now? Because we are witnessing, folks. There's no question in my mind. What we're witnessing with the current situation, if you track everything that's happening here, and you look at the propaganda, the phony court situation that we've got going on, you see that Congress was never supposed to have judicial prosecutorial power. They're not the judicial branch. They are the legislative branch. There was a reason the founders separated those things. They are making themselves out to be the judge, jury, and executioner in this process. And they have Merrick Garland as their puppet to carry out the indictments or anything that they basically put out for him to do. Let's go get Peter Navarro. Okay, yeah, we'll send some boys out right now. Go out and get him. Go get Steve Bannon. Okay, yeah, we'll send out some boys. Go get him right now. Under orders of Congress, we have to go do this. Really? So this guy had a jury of his peers, and he was indicted and he was arrested based on committing what crime exactly? Well, contempt to talk to Congress. Oh. So you made a law out of your own law. You just decided to make a law. Well, I want to invite you over to my house. If you don't show up, I'm going to go ahead and arrest you and have you put in jail. They have no prosecutorial power here. But they are assuming it. They are going way beyond, and the way they've set up the committee is doesn't even meet the standard of what the committee is supposed to be set up. I've talked about all this before. This is dangerous, folks. It's absolutely dangerous what we're seeing here. It is a threat to the foundation of our nation, and by that I mean our entire constitutional process. They are gutting it to get their all revolving around their hatred for one individual. That's what this is all about. That's let's just say it for what it is. This is all about keeping Trump out of office. If they try to tell you anything differently, that's their end game. That's their end goal. If Trump went to jail today, all this stuff would be over. They wouldn't talk about it anymore. They're going after anyone close to him, anyone tied to him. They're trying to scare everyone away from the idea of supporting Donald Trump. Now, whether you're a supporter or not, this should scare you. That our country can get to this point. It's more frightening than anything Donald Trump ever did. How many people did Trump hang from the White House trees? How many organizations were shut down because of Donald Trump? How many religious organizations? How many racial organizations? How many organizations like that? That supposedly he was so against, that he was such a tyrant over the country. And yet we're supposed to be convinced that because they say, just because they say so. Bernie Sanders says anyone who believes the idea that this election was a lie or was a fraud. They're a liar. That's a lie to say that the election wasn't legitimate. That's, again, has there been an investigation into this election at all? And it looks like the only election. Now, what's going to happen, Bernie, if we come out and we find out? They got the media just basically ignoring it and saying, "Oh, it's wrong." You can pinpoint individuals doing what they were doing in 2000 Mules. Very obvious what was going on there. And the people who were funding it, this whole thing. And yet, they turn around and say, well, no, because phone data pinging isn't that accurate. But that's how they got people who were on the Capitol Hill. They pinged their phones. They knew they were there because their phones were there, and then they had them on video. Same exact thing. Same exact technology. And they're saying that's not good enough to tell that a person came back to a voting box 10 times. Yeah, folks, this is downright dangerous. In other news, I just heard again, there's someone in our local community, at the age of 35, child on the way, suddenly died. I haven't heard anything about the cause of death or why they're saying he died. Seems awfully strange to me. A couple of other individuals I've heard about recently who were athletes who also just had heart problems. Another individual that I know personally, just talked to him this morning, got sick. His whole family got sick. He got to the point where he couldn't hardly breathe. He could inhale, couldn't exhale. For a whole evening, he was having issues, and for 2 days, basically, now he was very, very badly sick. Wasn't doing well. Still kind of walking slow in the midst of the whole thing. There's a neurological disease that's also been passed around, apparently, that's been linked to a certain... let me just say I want to inject it into the conversation. It's linked to something, a medical process. Justin Bieber's face now is the right side of his face is... I can't remember the name of it. It's kind of like a Bell's palsy type thing. I can't remember the actual name of it. I've never actually heard of it, but it reminds me a lot of Bell's palsy. Bell's palsy is where your face droops down because all the muscles kind of tense up or just kind of droop. They just kind of relax. What he has is more of I can't remember what it's called. It's a paralysis, more or less. You can't blink. You can't do anything on the one side of your face. Supposedly has something to do with a virus as well. However, there are also other ways. There's a lot of instances where there's a certain number of people who have gotten this same side effect from something that I will not inject into this conversation, just in case someone wants to talk about it. But I think you know what I'm talking about. There are also a lot of recent studies coming out about some other things with regard to kidneys. And some other issues, all revolving around certain health issues that we've had here over the last year. Now, having said all of that, I'm going to double check my email at the moment right now, even in fact, and see if there is anything on here that people are leaving blue states. Yeah, we know that. Looks like that's all I've got on here at the moment. I was going to check I will check the headlines here a little bit. They're not there. Where did my headlines go? All right, we're gonna pull this up. Sure. No, it's not on there. Well, I'll just have to type it in. I have fingers. I can type. Reliable News Now. That's what we're gonna pull up here. Reliable News Now. .com. Let's just go there and see what it has. Yep, there it is. Japanese financial markets on the verge of a systemic collapse. The U.S. official predicts Russia will capture a key Ukrainian region within weeks. Democrats are hoping Biden doesn't run in 2024. There was an interesting article interview that Sandy Cortez was doing with a CNN or MSNBC pundit of some sort. And they asked her if she would endorse Biden if he ran again in 2024. Now, that's a long way off, by the way, you know. And she wouldn't. She just kind of laughed it off. She wouldn't agree to it. Well, yeah, if he's the candidate, well, you know, whatever. She didn't want to answer the question. You could tell she did not want to go. She wasn't comfortable going there. She's hoping that he's going to be primaried out there. He's not going to run. I can't. The guy's senile enough to think that he can, but you know he's not going to. CDC changes its mind. No masks for monkeypox. It is not airborne. Yeah, we knew that. When you came out with that statement, we knew that. We know how it spreads. And you're wrong about that. But now they finally admit, no masks are necessary because it's not airborne. CHICOMS, the Communist Chinese, tell the U.S. they will fight to the end to stop Taiwan's independence. That's great words. So that's going on. And we got Homeland Security Chief lied to Congress about disinformation board. Gee, there's a surprise. Biden makes jaw-dropping remark about Justice Kavanaugh. By the way, Biden recently said something. You know, some of these people, you just want to pop them, and you just want to pop them. No joke. I'm being serious. You just want to pop them. If Trump would have ever said anything like that, Biden has made more comments about taking people out behind the, you know, whatever, beating them up, doing whatever, all this stuff. Like he's Mr. Tough Guy. Than anybody in the Trump administration ever said anything about. But they're the violent ones. Rhino senators reportedly cut a deal with Democrats to take away gun rights. Yeah, there's some things happening here under the table, folks, that we need to seriously. This is why I am not happy about my bumper music coming in. I'm hearing my bumper music come up now. Google engineer believes this artificial intelligence robot is sentient. Biden can't push Saudis to bail him out of oil production. God bless everybody. Have a great day. I want to talk to you later.